I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Tuesday, November 13th. The planet Venus enjoyed a splendid evening display much of this year before succumbing to the sun's glare in October as it passed between the Earth and the sun. This places Venus at its closest to the Earth, which also increases its speed across the skies from our point of view. What that means for viewing this month is a rapid climb into the morning skies. Earlier this month, Venus rose about an hour before sunrise, but it'll rise more than 3 hours before sunrise at the end of the month. Locating Venus should be quite easy. It is the brightest object other than the moon or sun that you can see. It rises at 4:35 tomorrow morning, though it will take another 45 minutes to climb to a reasonable height above the horizon for viewing in the east-southeast. The best window for viewing runs from 5:30 through 6 o'clock. On the next clear morning, also take note of the much fainter, though still bright star to the upper right of Venus, known as Spica. The difference is pronounced, with Venus perhaps 160 times brighter than its stellar companion. On the other hand, Venus is only 28.9 million miles away, while Spica lies 262 light-years away. Venus makes its closest appearance to Spica tomorrow. We'll share more details on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.